As Fuqua compared German-American populations in border counties of Ohio and Indiana with their neighbors in adjacent states who experienced no language ban. She found that those affected by the ban were more likely to marry another German and give their children German names, and less likely to enlist during the Second World War. Forced assimilation backfired at every level, from the personal to the political. Unless the intention was not assimilation at all. Sometimes language laws are mostly symbolic. For instance, numerous American states have declared English to be their official tongue. At a federal level, the country doesn't have one. This seems intended to send a message, we speak English here, without doing much to change reality on the ground. Sometimes, though, laws seem designed to make life as hard as possible for immigrants. Take Proposition 227 of 1998, whereby Californian voters eliminated almost all of the state's bilingual education programs. Bilingual teaching was always intended as a bridge to English, but in a polarizing campaign, it was portrayed as allowing kids to avoid English altogether. A few years earlier, another vote had stripped illegal immigrants of state benefits. A later analysis provided scant evidence that Proposition 227 made much difference to English learning. But the Republican-led anti-immigration backlash of the 1990s led to a counter-backlash. California Latinos, though often religious and socially conservative, have been solidly Democratic since.